Greetings, welcome, bienvenidos, hola, aloha, ni hao, namaste, konnichiwa, bonjour, buongiorno, sawadee karup, guten tag, half a day, salam, shalom, peace, now, go vegan, peace, how, go vegan, from the globally warmed, charbroiled left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget pharmaceutical kill, vivisection prison, killitary industrial core poor nation, in the cheese-covered post-constitutional, bankrupt, bribocratic, corruptocracy, mockracy of the United States of Listeria. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, now heard at New Times, same progressive radio stations, now Saturdays, 7 p.m. on Green 960 in San Francisco, now Sundays, 8 p.m. on K-Talk, AM 1150 in Los Angeles. And I am honored to be a part of the Green 960 Speaker Series. It's a really huge event happening at Yoshi's in San Francisco on September 30th. I will be speaking at that event that evening. Also speaking there will be a guy who, really, he's made me I'm like my second favorite radio talk show host to him. I like me number two now to Mike Malloy. I've really become a fan of him. I don't think I've ever really enjoyed listening to a talk show host as much as I do Mike Malloy, my number one favorite. Can't believe that I'm number two. I can't believe I'm talking at the same event, actually. You know, me and Mike Malloy, and then there'll be Helge Hellberg with an organic conversation. Mike Malloy is really quite a talent, and I'm really a talk show host out of necessity. My real background in radio was as a program director of just the best music stations you would ever want to hear. But that was then, now is now, and out of necessity, animals do need this, need all the help they can get. Animals, the planet, so they need at least one radio program to advocate for their liberation, for their pleas not to be eaten, not to be worn. So this program must exist. Go Vegan with Bob Linden on air now for, it's coming up on 9 years. And here we are broadcasting among the fires. We're like up in smoke in California, as are the temperatures from global warming. The ocean, the hottest recorded temperatures, And by the way, Labor Day weekend, a salute to the firefighters, huh? This Labor Day weekend, we love the firefighters dearly. And we also understand, if you listen to my show in June with Rip Esselstyn, the firefighter, the author of the book, The Engine to Diet, firefighters are dropping dead from heart attacks on the job. Because of the mad diet that firefighters continue to consume. Mad, of course, M-A-D, meat and dairy. Please, get that book from your brother firefighter, Rip Esselstyn. Could save your life, The Engine to Diet. And you have to read it. You got to change your diet. The diet is that's what's really fanning the flames of our globally warmed fires here. I also imagine running out of water with all these fires. You can get a heart attack from that, huh? And remember, I, as a vegan, only need 10,000 gallons of water to grow my food in a year. And a meat eater needs 320,000 gallons of water, so I'm saving that 300,000 gallons of water just, so we can use it to pour on the fire. Uh-huh. And we want our firefighters to be healthy also, and health don't care have been on everybody's mind lately. First of all, with all of this talk about healthcare reform from the White House and the United States Congress. Holy cow. I wouldn't trust the government to these people, much less my health, you know? I mean, none of them know how to feed themselves. None of them. Well, maybe Dennis Kucinich. He's the only vegan in the United States Congress. And so you're going to trust a bunch of meat eaters with your health anyway, huh? They consume the MAD, and it you know, MAD, meat and dairy. And it's sad, you know, SAD, standard American diet. And, you know, like cigarettes, you know, use as directed, will cause disease and death. Use it all, you know, will cause disease and death. And, you know, then these mad consumers of sad foods control, you know, the student lunch program, huh? So if that's any indication of what we can affect from health care from these people, I don't know. I don't know what to say. You know, the student lunch program is state-sponsored child abuse. You know, you're pretty much guaranteed a steady flow of patients to the hospitals and customers for your pills, all those pills, all the surgeries, all because you eat what's mad, meat and dairy. And healthcare again was on everyone's mind as we lost Senator Ted Kennedy. Holy cow, we're losing so many people to so many of our illustrious political people. Senator Ted Kennedy, we lose to brain cancer. And remember the role that meat and dairy play in cancer. And, you know, I mean, I guess less important was also since we've been on the air, we lost that other illustrious politician, Sarah Palin. Huh? We lost her to, I think it was what, Jell-O wrestling, I think was what it is. Sarah Barracuda, the governor. You know, I don't know what, you know, totally outrageous, whatever's going on with her. Yes, totally outrageous because, you know, Jell-O's not vegan. Jell-O, you know, gelatin, what, from cow hooves, eyeballs. What a way to get mad cow disease. And we eat the stuff, the jiggly stuff, right? We eat that jiggly stuff. Amazing what a little sugar will do. Or look at what we eat, you know, our diet of death and destruction, cadavers. Amazing what a little, you know, ketchup would do. You know, my, you know, it's kind of the end of an era here when we lose Senator Ted Kennedy. I mean, I was a child, a big fan of his brother when he was president, JFK, and spent all those hours in front of the mirror, you know, imitating, you know, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. And, you know, I mean, just practicing over and over again. I mean, you know, and maybe Senator Kennedy would have gotten health care passed if we understood the accent, huh? I think when he spoke at the Democratic convention most recently, it was like, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for yourself when it comes to health care. And that's go vegan. We've had Professor T. Colin Campbell on this radio program, MIT University, Cornell University. He conducted the largest study of diet and health ever. He says 90% of serious disease caused by animal protein and not much of it. So, you know, let's not look to our government. What we get from the government, you know, we'll have some Bernie Madoff scheme. You know, I'll trade, you know, 1,000, you know, cow farts for, you know, one. I don't know. It's just, you know, the global warming schemes with the trade-offs, cap and trade, all of that stuff. And there's just no, you know, we have to take responsibility for ourselves when it comes to the environment and for our health. And the only way to do that, I'm happy to say, is to go vegan. And so please take my advice. Do it, do it, do it. Okay, well, coming up on today's program, we have Dr. Stephen Best, University of Texas at El Paso. Our subject matter, well, is the Humane Society of the United States part of the meat industry or part of the animal protection movement? That coming up on today's program. Remember, we have to pay for the airtime. Your donations are tax deductible. Donate online at goveganradio.com or make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475414, San Francisco 94147. Thank you so much.
Want violence out of your life? Take it off your plate. Go vegan. from coast to coast, everyone's new favorite healthy refreshment is really an ancient elixir. Kombucha, a probiotic powerhouse packed with antioxidants, live active enzymes, amino acids, and so much more. Vegan, organic, raw, never pasteurized, GT's 100% kombucha, and Synergy kombucha with 5% juice. Can't quench your taste with those overly sweet beverages? Try energizing, tart and tangy GT's kombucha and Synergy kombucha. Great instead of coffee in the morning or before a workout. Sip throughout the day for sustained energy. Learn more about the benefits of kombucha at synergydrinks.com. Visit the refrigerated section of your natural foods market for GT's kombucha. 7 varieties, including the new botanicals, 3, 7, and 9. 10 flavorful, fruity choices of Synergy kombucha featuring new superfruits. How did GT's mom combat breast cancer with kombucha? Read about it at synergydrinks.com. Try it today. GT's kombucha and Synergy. Based on the latest satellite data, NASA climate scientists predict nearly all ice could be gone from the Arctic Ocean by the end of summer 2012. NASA scientist James Hansen said, "We have passed tipping points. We have not passed the point of no return. It's going to require a quick turn in direction." For more urgent details on saving our planet, going vegan and green, visit suprememastertv.com. That's suprememastertv.com. One of the great dining delights in all of Southern California is Vegetable Delight Restaurant in Granada Hills. Over the centuries, Buddhist monks have perfected the art of replicating tastes and textures of meat and seafood. Dishes using such ingredients as tofu, mushrooms, gluten, yam paste. The LA Times Review calls Vegetable Delight a special delight, and the food astounding. 17823 Chatsworth Street near White Oak, Granada Hills. Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 to 9:30. Vegetable Delight Restaurant. Dine in or take out. 818-360-3900.
Do animals have souls? What happens when they die? Read what author Kim Sheridan has to say in Animals and the Afterlife, Forward Magazine Book of the Year award winner. Celebrity News Magazine says, a must-read masterpiece. Along with her own experiences, Kim has compiled meaningful, heartwarming stories from people around the world. Animals and the Afterlife by Kim Sheridan. Available at bookstores, online at animalsandtheafterlife.com, or call 1-800-654-5126. Animalsandtheafterlife.com.
Hooray for Hollywood. It has a truly wonderful vegan restaurant, Truly Vegan. 5907 Hollywood Boulevard at Bronson, just off the 101 freeway at the Hollywood Boulevard exit. Enjoy Truly for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Enjoy the new soy beef burger with bacon strips or the cheesy grilled potato burrito, the burrito supreme with bacon strips and vegetable dumplings. Truly Vegan. Truly wonderful. Truly caters. Truly delivers. TrulyVegan.net is the website. Truly Vegan.
Welcome to Green's Cafe, Orange County's delicious, affordable, organic, vegan, international cuisine. Read the rave reviews on Yelp. Green's Cafe, 15435 Jeffrey Road in Irvine. See the menu at thegreenscafe.com and details on the bi-weekly all-you-can-eat buffet. Low prices, 10% lower with student ID. Appetizers, soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, wraps, pasta, rice, dessert, coffee, smoothies, kids menu. Dine in, take out, delivery, catering for your next event or party. Call 949-653-1241. 949-653-1241. Green's Cafe, 15435 Jeffrey Road in Irvine. TheGreensCafe.com. For years, you've been hearing me talk about Farm Fresh to You, organic produce delivered to your home or office in the San Francisco Bay Area. Now, Farm Fresh to You delivers in the Los Angeles area, too. Call 1-800-796-6009. 1-800-796-6009. $15 off your first delivery of organic fruits and vegetables when you mention promo code 8706. That's $15 off your first delivery with promo code 8706. FarmFreshToYou.com. Community-supported agriculture. CSAs are here. Get involved. Call 1-800-796-6009. $15 off your first delivery with promo code 8706. Farm Fresh to You. Call 1-800-796-6009 for organic produce delivered to your home or office. 1-800-796-6009. FarmFreshToYou.com. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Please support this program with a tax-deductible donation. If you want us on every week, send in the money so we can pay the radio stations in our media bribocracy. Go Vegan with Bob Linden for podcasts and archives, and to make a tax-deductible donation online, you can go to goveganradio.com, and every donation of $100 or more online gets you the World Peace Diet from Dr. Will Tuttle, both the book and the audio book. So donate now. It's September, the time flies. It'll be the holiday season before you know it, and you'll be looking for gifts. Here, you have two gifts right there, the book and the audiobook of the World Peace Diet. And okay, so today we have a controversial guest, controversial subject. Well, isn't that the case all the time? Dr. Stephen Best is the Associate Professor of Philosophy and Humanities at the University of Texas, El Paso. And he's been involved quite extensively with examining the animal rights movement, direct action. He co-edited and was involved with the production of the first anthology and academic treatment of the Animal Liberation Front called Terrorists or Freedom Fighters, Reflections on the Liberation of Animals. And also Dr. Best was involved with igniting a revolution, Voices in Defense of the Earth, that on AK Press in the Bay Area there, and also Animal Rights and Moral Progress, the Struggle for Human Evolution, and also involved with the establishment of the Institute for Critical Animal Studies, ICAS. So very involved in the movement, involved with critical thinking. In fact, the subjects that he teaches at the University of Texas, El Paso, include Modern Humanities, Introduction to Philosophy, Ethics, Logic and Critical Thinking, Social Philosophy, Science and Technology Studies, Environmental Ethics, Philosophy of History, and Philosophy of Law. And today we want to examine, in our first segment together, the Humane Society of the United States. Dr. Best has become critical. And you used to be good friends with the CEO of the Humane Society of the United States. Weren't you good friends with
him? We did some work together. Yeah, at one time we did some work together. And this was in my transitional period. I was trying to map out my own position. And I moved somewhat quickly through the terrain from welfare to rights to liberation. And when my book came out in 2004, Terrorists for Freedom Fighters, and I was identified with supporting the Animal Liberation Front and Radical Direct Action. That was pretty much it. And, you know, other groups cut me loose. I guess I was a liability to their donation funds.
And how did you come to be a supporter then of, doesn't the FB lie or the CIA, don't they put them at the top of the terrorist list, the Animal Liberation Front? How did you come to be supportive?
Well, they they're no more. They're not a part of it anymore because of the rabid right and the militiamen and all the gun-toting yahoos have come out of the woodwork since the Obama presidency, and the ELF have been dissentered from the number one domestic terrorist threat. Finally, I think the far right finally recognizes the threat it is. But started off, Bob, just when I started researching that book, I had relatively unformed opinions. I was somewhat neutral about the ELF and the whole question of so-called violence versus nonviolence. And as I started studying the history and philosophy and tactics of the ALF and what they were able to accomplish with sabotage and raids and forceful means of persuasion, if you like, I came around to the opinion that these tactics were both justified, given the brutal war inflicted on animals around the planet, and that these tactics were also quite very effective. And when I looked at people saying that these tactics were just violence and never justified and that they were never effective, these absolutistic statements, I saw that they were false. And I tried to persuade people, if you look into the history of these tactics, you'll find something quite different than what you're saying. And just about everybody who says that these tactics are never effective effective have never looked into the history of these tactics, see the times that they have been effective. Just real quickly, in England, for instance, before the shack movement came about in 1999, breeder after breeder were shut down by communities of people, sometimes taking buildings down brick by brick and taking animals out of there. And they were able to do this and liberate countless thousands of animals and shut down breeders by militant direct action.
Now, you use the word violence, though, but from my understanding, no human or animal has ever been hurt in an animal liberation front direct action?
Their philosophy is explicitly nonviolent, that they only sabotage the property of exploiters and never hurt the exploiters themselves. And what's amazing, if you look at the war that has been directed on animals from so many industries and from so many directions, we're talking about tens of millions, tens of billions of animals brutalized in every imaginable way, that this liberation front, quite knowledgeable of the immense pain and suffering of animals, has been highly restrained in its action, such that it has existed since the mid-1970s, the Animal Liberation Front, no global movement, and it has not harmed one single person. So this is a nonviolent movement, and if you want to call destruction of property violent, as opposed to destruction of life, as our society does, well, then you should rethink your semantics.
Well, and also from what perspective, I guess, if you go back to Nazi Germany, if you unscrewed the ovens there, I guess that could have been vandalism.
Right? Yeah, the analogy is very strong. And people, I mean, what's interesting is that people will tend to say, oh, yeah, sure, that makes sense. Yeah, I can justify that. That's justifiable. But then when you apply the same thing to animals, oh, no, that's violence, that's wrong. That gives the movement a bad image. Well, I just think that's speciesism. I just think it's we accept violence when it's used to save humans from fascist dictatorships and brutal violent assault. But we say suddenly that this is wrong, or we get all queasy about it when we talk about saving animals with violence or direct action or property destruction. But look, if humans and animals are morally equivalent, these situations should be analogous.
Mm. And so I presume that you think going vegan is a very important personal direct action that people
absolutely. Vegan is the most intimate and personal, one of the most effective forms of direct action we can take. We can each decide to boycott our products with our own decisions. We don't have to go to the legal system. We don't have to appeal to a representative. We don't need to ask someone else to do the actions for us. That's indirect action. We take direct action ourselves, and by boycotting these products for ethical reasons, not only health, but for higher moral principles, if you will, then we are taking very effective direct action. Now, the France Scientists of the world think that this is the only kind of direct action that we need to take. And we are agreed on the importance of direct action, but the Animal Liberation Front will go farther and insist on the need to break law and to destroy property to save animals. And there's the debate. But regardless, direct action is very important. It empowers us, and we should not remain paralyzed by asking, virtually begging legislators and politicians to help us save animals with laws that will almost never be followed, and if they are violated, those who break those laws are rarely punished. The laws are diluted over time, etc. If we go through that path, we tend to get paralyzed, and I think direct action is very important.
Well, Dr. Stephen Best, I want to address the Humane Society of the United States with you, because I think the vegan cause is so incredibly important in light of global warming. We have United Nations scientists telling us that's the most direct action we can take to combat global warming because of methane and the global warming equation. Recently, I'm sad to say I've come to the conclusion where I believe that the Humane Society of the United States is more a part of the meat industry than it is any animal protection movement. And in a recent interview, Wayne Pacelli, CEO of HSUS, admitted that his organization does not promote veganism and that it does not support animal rights. And I think in these days where budgets are so important, the Humane Society of the United States gets $120 million in donations on an annual basis from many people who think anything from it is supporting a pro-vegan organization, a pro-animal rights organization, an anti-hunting organization. They may be surprised by this interview, and I was hoping we might listen to it together. And at first, when I heard about it, I thought it was something in The Onion. I thought it was maybe a satire, and I was going to comment on it on the show. And then I said, well, wait, no, I have to hear it in Wayne Pacelli's own words, that he's not for the support of the demise of the agriculture industry, that today's agriculture, the farmers, it's a noble profession. This is it's mass murder. It's killing people and it's destroying the planet. And if this is not the position of HSUS, well, I would demand a refund of my contributions, and I perhaps would never give another dollar. You know, I mean, a lot of people think also because of the name HSUS, it's taking care of so many puppies and kittens and shelters around the country, and I think that's somewhat deceptive, as well as Proposition 2, which said stop animal cruelty, as its label. And no cruelties. You know, we look this week at the video coming out of all the male chicks who are just thrown in grinders, 200 million every year. And that's part of the cage-free industry. Where are we stopping the cruelty? So we have to go vegan. We have to look at really addressing these issues. But should we listen to Wayne Pacelli and see what we think here? Or?
Let's do that.
Okay. Yeah, there we go.
Agri-talk. Our much-anticipated conversation now with the president and CEO of the Humane Society of the United States.
This is Mike
Wayne
Adams,
Pacelli.
The host.
Mr. Pacelli, thanks for joining us on AgriTalk.
Happy to.
A lot of our listeners have sent me some questions that they want to ask, and we're going to try to cover as many different areas as we possibly can. And so let's get right into it. A lot of questions about where you come down on animal rights and animal welfare. The livestock industry, by and large, the people I talk to and know and have known for many, many years, they believe in the humane treatment of animals. But there's a difference between animal welfare and animal rights. How do you define the two? Are they the same or different to you?
Well, we at HSUS don't really talk about animal rights. We talk more about human responsibility, and I think that places us more with the comments that you represent from the agriculture community. We are in almost all of our campaigns and activities, whether it's Proposition 2 in California or the prior ballot measures in Florida or Arizona, or in our Hallmark Westland investigation in Chino, where we expose the terrible mistreatment at a cull cow slaughter plant of these spent dairy cows, or in so many other campaigns. Those fit squarely into the realm of animal welfare. They relate not to whether animals should be used for food, but how they're treated during production, transport, and slaughter. And, you know, I just get distressed when I read so much of the ag trade press and when I hear spokespersons from the Farm Bureau or others caricature the positions of me or the Humane Society of the United States. You know, it's easy to knock down a straw man if you make, you know, that straw man look like a nut.
Hold the tape there, Tony. Yeah, so if you're for animal rights, you're a nut, huh? Steve?
Well,
I don't know. What do you think? What are we hearing?
Well, what we're hearing here is Wayne trying to dislodge himself from any perception that they belong with the extremists. If you look at a group like Center for Consumer Freedom, what I call the Center for Corporate Freedom, they in fact are trying to demonize HSUS and say that all these groups, PETA, HSUS, and ALF, all are one. They're all terrorists. But we can see that this is not the case, that actually HSUS is on the far conservative side. And there's so much, they're so conservative that they are more on the side of agriculture.
But animal rights, I mean, that's not, you know, you're not a nut to be for animal rights. That doesn't strike me as an extremist.
Well, according to the social views, you are. And he's trying to make it absolutely clear that they are not one of those people, not just the ALF or a drag action, but those people believe in animal rights, because animal rights is abolitionist, Bob. Mm-hmm. When an animal has a right, it has a right to be free from any kind of cruelty or confinement or brutality, period. Mm-hmm. And animal welfare is saying, look, what he's trying to say here with his welfare message is, we are not a threat to you. Don't worry, your industry is going to survive. In fact, if you allow us to help, you can be stronger and make more profits. We just want to regulate the details of the exploitation here. We're not trying to stop it
altogether. And the word welfare is so misleading also, because nobody fares well. The animals do miserably. Yep. They all do so poorly anyway. So, you know, I mean, nobody gets out alive. They're all mutilated. We have the expert Tony Sorrentino, who works on the Stephanie Miller Show and the Mike Malloy Show, and he's helping us here with our interview. Let us continue.
Look at the actual things that we do, and I really do insist that people look at them, and we're transparent. You can go to humanesociety.org and see it. You can go to my blog, which I write 5 days a week, and see what we campaign on and talk about. We are focused on matters of decency and mercy toward animals. Now, we're going to have some disagreements, you know, depending upon what your orientation is.
They're all going to be killed.
But I don't think anyone can reasonably
decency,
claim
mercy,
that
stabbings,
our work
dismemberment
is moving in the direction of eliminating animal agriculture, as some of the folks within the industry keep repeating.
So your intent is not to shut down the livestock industry? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's absolutely correct.
Stop the tape. Wow.
Incredible.
Steve?
Incredible.
Incredible. Right.
Incredible.
I thought
this was an opposition group. I thought the animal advocacy, let's just use that term generally, I thought that the idea was to stop the killing, stop the exploitation. But quite clearly, this is not the fact. We know that's not with animal welfare. And the Humane Society, the very term humane shows you that it's a welfare position, is about what he said right there, decent killing or humane killing. We are trying to promote decent killing, and we are not trying to shut you down. We are trying to make you brutalize animals by the billions in a decent way.
And with $120 million a year, you can affect public thinking in you know, I mean, I don't think the money should go there. Donate to Go Vegan Radio instead of HSUS. We are for the complete dismantling of of the animal agriculture industry.
Here's the power dynamic within this movement, and you see it in every possible movement. We saw it in the environmental movement in the 1970s when it became a popular movement. It became socially accepted, and it moved to Washington, D.C., where HSUS is, and it grew roots in the lobbying and legislative industries. And it became a very powerful bureaucracy and corporation in and of itself, and it became therefore quite co-opted and conservative. And it found its own interest rather than the interest of the environment or the grassroots groups. It began to work against grassroots groups and promote its own interests, such that the environment was just a discourse or a cause that was used to channel money into itself. And what we see is the same dynamic now being repeated in the animal advocacy movement, with HSUS being the largest group in the world, making well over $100 million a year, sucking up all the money that could go to vegan radio, that could go to grassroots groups, that could be spread around to people on the ground doing effective things, rather than people up in their high towers and in Washington
who are getting hundreds of thousands
compromise games.
And they're getting hundreds of thousands of dollars in salaries too, up at the top of the HSUS scale.
I think Pacelli makes over $300,000 a year.
So he could fund Go Vegan Radio and still have a six-figure salary left over from what he's doing. But here
it's amazing.
It's
amazing what money is out there, Bob, that we could really use for animal liberation. So the question is not, do we have enough resources or money or people or energy? We do. It's all being diverted into the wrong channels. It's being co-opted. This is the key word, co-opted, co-optation. It's being absorbed by the industries into animal exploitation itself. It's just another face of animal exploitation. It's helping the animal exploitation's function. So that we have to say now, let's be frank, it's quite clear when you look at everything HSUS has done, from promoting the killing of animals that could be adoptable, to stealing funds from Katrina, to going after Shaq and going after people who allegedly bombed vivisectors' homes that police may well have done, but offering FBI awards, and promoting Michael Vick. We find in each case the same pattern. HSUS is working against the interests of animals. It has not only become a part of the enemy, it seems to have become the enemy itself.
Okay, more of our let's see, how are we doing on time also? We'll figure. Let's keep going with our Wayne Pacelli interview from Ag Talk, and Mike Adams was the commentator. Tony.
But are you trying some would say that if you're out there working to get things passed, like Proposition 2 in California, that leads to higher costs of production, putting producers out of business, or resulting in higher food costs, that in a way is an attempt to get people to stop eating meat. Is that your agenda?
No, and again, I think
no,
that,
we don't want to stop people from eating meat.
We have to kind of drop the paranoia, and we've got to look at the situation in an honest sort of way. And it is my core belief, that Americans are going to continue to eat meat, milk, and egg products.
As long as you tell them, you don't tell them not to.
That's the way it is. I mean, these are long-standing cultural practices. Our diet has been at work for a long time with
killing
people,
us and the planet.
And it's not going to change, you know, certainly not overnight. It's not going to change over a decade or 50 years.
Not if you don't put your $120 million toward it.
We think that there are issues with the current state of production and the per capita consumption of animal products. We've said that many times, that with the, in our view, with the effects concentrated animal feeding operations on the environment, with the contribution that livestock agriculture collectively makes to greenhouse gas emissions, there are sensible, practical, compelling reasons to have people think about eating a little bit less, whether that's one day a week or whether it is, you know, one fewer meal a week, where people reduce their consumption.
One meal a week, one fewer meal isn't going to save the environment.
With those ideas. But I don't think in any kind of practical way one can say that we're trying to eliminate animal agriculture.
All right, Wayne, we need to take a break here. We're going to come back and talk much more with Wayne Pacelli, President and CEO of the Humane Society of the United States, on AgriTalk.
All right, let it keep running.
Mr. Pacelli, you talked about you don't expect people to totally stop eating meat, but yet I believe, if I read correctly, you are a vegetarian, and there seems to be a lot of influence within HSUS. A lot of your leadership seem to promote the vegan way, it looks like to many people that is a big part of your agenda, to push that type of lifestyle. Is that correct or not?
It's not correct, actually. you know, the most I ever talk about veganism is when I'm talking to the ag community or the hunting lobby.
He doesn't talk
or
about veganism.
That's trying to diminish or poke a hole in our work. If you listen to me talking about Prop 2 or any campaign, whether it's clubbing seals or combating dogfighting, I never bring it up. You know, my personal dietary choices are my choices. But the folks within industry bring it up, and I rarely do. So, you know, our board of directors is a national volunteer board of directors. Very few of them are vegetarian. I have been, you know, since I was a teenager. And, you know, whatever I do in my personal life does not necessarily reflect the policies of HSUS.
Stop the tape, Tony. So what do you think, Steve? I mean, if we talk about veganism, we're diminishing and poking a hole in our work. It's something we need to be embarrassed if we're vegans, shouldn't
we? Yeah, he's apologizing for being vegan. And what's also striking there is that he's pushing a relativist line, saying, well, these are just my choices. It's just my opinion. You have your choice and your opinion. Let's live together and try to reduce the worst part of this. And so, you know, what I do doesn't need to reflect our policies of HSUS. There's no congruence, there's no coherence between me and the organization I run, you know? But really, there should be.
And board members, you know, like he's proud, like, well, most of our board members aren't even vegetarian, you know?
You see the Stockholm syndrome here, where, you're sympathetic to the oppressor. He's apologizing for what he's doing, and he's saying, well, no, what you're doing is fine with us. In fact, we have carnivores on our board. But what also struck me was what we call in philosophy begging the question. He was saying that it's my core belief that Americans are going to continue consuming so-called animal products, right? Well, they're certainly going to continue this if you promote so-called humane meat and cage-free eggs and ease the conscience of people who might be on the fence.
Exactly.
And what we've seen, Bob, through a lot of what should one call confessional material, just a lot of articles of people saying, well, you know, I think I can consume meat and egg products again. And, you know, these are people who just can't wait to jump back in the carnivore wagon. And Pacelli is there easing their conscience, greasing the wheels.
Pacelli promotes Wolfgang Puck. I've seen him on national television. Instead of telling people to eat vegan, they say, you know, go eat at Wolfgang Puck's restaurant. You look at the menu at Wolfgang Puck, it's all veal. It's all, you couldn't give veal away a few years ago. Now it's at the top of his menu. Wolfgang Puck says, well, we're not doing foie gras anymore, but our customers have to have something, so we make pate out of cage-free chicken livers. Well, who's on the side of the cage-free chicken? Or whatever a cage-free chicken would be, you know?
So you have the largest animal advocacy group in the world promoting the humane consumption of animal products, and he says, well, Americans are going to continue to eat these products. Now, is there a question being begged here, I ask?
Yes.
If they use their influence to promote veganism, we might have a different outcome.
Exactly. Well, you know, I'm willing, if, you know, it's almost like we should demand Wayne Pacelli resign. I'm willing to take his position. Give me $120 million a year. I'll show you advances in veganism in this country. It'll be popular. It'll be fashionable. And look at how they're wasting the money when we need to save the planet. Global warming begs the issue. Healthcare, environment. It's all crazy. And yet, in my mind, I see, you know, two HSUS board members, you know, having lunch, and, you know, one of them says to the other, you know, what did you bring for lunch today? Oh, chicken salad. Oh, what did you bring? Oh, chicken drumsticks. Yeah, nobody loves animals more than us. Yeah, especially with ketchup. And now, how much room should these chickens have in a cage? I say 9 inches by 11. No, 12 inches by 10. No. Yeah, and then they go off to humane slaughter. Yeah, humane slaughter. What did we decide that was again? We play classical music for the chickens, or do we hit them over the head before we slash their throats?
Well, then they're promoting the same disinformation as the industry, this idea that there is humane killing. And so they're doing the propaganda work for them. And it's the most effective free advertising and propaganda they could possibly have when HSUS is saying that they give their moral, literally, a seal of approval. I believe Whole Foods has some certification process. They give their seal of approval for this killing, then it must be okay.
Certified humane. And all the male chicks are killed immediately. All the females are debeaked. Eventually, they're killed. I mean, nobody gets out alive. We'll keep going with this interview here and keep going with.
We support certified humane programs. We support other farmers. We work with farmers. And if we say that animals should be humanely slaughtered, they shouldn't be dragged if they're a downer or rammed with a forklift, or we say that animals should be allowed to move if they're living for a year or 2 years or 3 years and not be crammed into a cage, I think the public's going to go with our view, because that's just the common sense view of the world. And, you know, you can have an echo chamber within the world of industrial, you know, agriculture or confinement agriculture, and people can say, well, they're just a bunch of vegans and vegetarians that want to end our way of life. That's not the debate. Confinement systems. The debate is about humane transport. The debate is about humane slaughter.
We're going to get into all that here in the second half of our program. We're coming up on a break, so we're going to get into all that real quick. If I come to your office, I assume you have a cafeteria there. Can I find meat in that cafeteria?
We don't have a cafeteria. People bring their lunch or they go out.
You don't have a cafeteria at all?
No.
They bring in their cage-free chicken sandwiches.
To not eat meat.
We need an undercover investigation of their.
We don't have a food service. We need an undercover investigation here.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, more from Wayne Pacelli, President and CEO of the Humane Society of the United States. What about ballot initiatives? What about working with the livestock industry? Also, want to talk about pets and hunting and a number of other things. Stay with us. It's halftime on AgriTalk. You have said if we could shut down all sport hunting in a moment, we would.
I didn't say that.
Okay,
I'm
this is a quote that has from been attributed
what
to you.
Source? Yeah, right.
By the Associated Press.
Yeah, stuff kicks around the internet. They've been quoting stuff since 1980s and early 1990s. I've been with the organization since 1994. There's been so much fabricated.
Okay,
out
are you
there.
Against hunting?
The Humane Society's position on hunting is on our website. It's there for anyone to see. We say, and I've said this time and time again, that we focused on the worst abuses: canned hunts, bear baiting, contest shoots.
So it's not even
species,
against all hunting,
Dr.
Stephen Best.
You look at any of our
listen
campaigns,
to this. Unbelievable. He wouldn't shut down all
right,
hunting if it ended tomorrow. Okay, here, let's just listen. No, keep it
trying
going.
Trying to shut down zoos and circuses from having animals.
Zoos, absolutely not. We work with many reputable zoos. We work with the accredited zoos.
Okay, so this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. We've been listening to an interview with CEO Wayne Pacelli of the Humane Society of the United States. We've been listening to it along with Professor Stephen Best of the University of Texas, El Paso. And Steve, so if he could end all hunting in a minute, he wouldn't do it. And he's embarrassed that people have said he would like to do it.
He's embarrassed, shameful, I guess. And
how dare you say I would? How dare you say I would end all hunting in a moment?
Yeah.
Yet this radio program supports ending all hunting in a moment.
You must be mistaking me for an extreme right person. Yeah. Look, I think the key phrase here is we're working with. He always says we're working with industries, and I thought the purpose was to work against.
Yes. Yes.
Not work with, but work against. Once you start working with, you can seed the ground. And the best you can do is what he says, regulate the worst of it, not stop it altogether. Now, another thing that pops out is something he said earlier. We're focused on matters of decency toward animals and mercy. This is a mercy ethic. It's mercy to the slaves. It's not the abolition of slavery, but mercy to the slaves. We keep animals enslaved in human position, and we will work with you to do that and try to promote mercy toward these poor creatures that we are about to kill and slaughter and dismember.
Mm. Well, this was a very shocking interview to me, to find out that the Humane Society of the United States is not pro-vegan, not pro-animal rights, not against all hunting, not against zoos. It finds the killers of animals a noble industry, and yet it gets $120 million annually of animal rights pro-vegan. You know, at least a good portion of that would be animal rights pro-vegan money from people who think they're helping animals. And I would say now, would you rather give to HSUS or Go Vegan Radio with your tax-deductible donation? I don't know.
Let's see. Go Vegan Radio.
All right. And that's from a college professor. So, okay. I don't know, Tony, we've gone long today, so we probably won't be able to get to our segment on why the left doesn't get animal rights, but maybe we should do that next week.
We can do that soon. We can do that next week.
Well, I think I'd like to get it on, you know, because we're on progressive radio stations, Green 960 in San Francisco and take K-Talk in Los Angeles. So I think it's important that the left gets animal rights and animal liberation and their importance to the cause.
Well, let's see just how progressive the left is.
Yeah, let's see how really progressive.
Deconstruct the progressive left.
Okay. All right. So we'll talk about that with you next week. Dr. Stephen Best, thank you so much for being on Go Vegan with Bob
Linden. Thank you.
It's been
my pleasure.
All you're saying is give peace a chance. Can't have peace if you don't go vegan.
Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A total treat. No meat in San Jose. Oh, one of the true West Coast dining treasures. Vegetarian House. Vegan organic cuisine at 520 East Santa Clara Street in San Jose. Amazing appetizers, soups, and entrees. Asian delicacies, Western specialties, organic juices, coffee, cake, desserts. A chai tea on weekends that's an experience in itself. As all items on the menu are. Vegetarian House. 520 East Santa Clara Street. Call 408-292-3798.
Ballet, the most exquisite of the arts. But underfoot, ballet has a dirty little secret.
cruelty within the shoes. For until now, all ballet slippers have had animal suffering as one of their ingredients. Leather. Until now, ballet slippers were far from being green. Leather is toxic to the environment. Now, dance to greater artistic heights with joy, knowing that you're not dancing on cruelty. Now, get your ballet slippers from Cynthia King Dance Studios at CynthiaKingDance.com. Call 718-437-0101. CKDS ballet slippers, made with polished canvas uppers and synthetic soles. Dancers at the studio love them. Available in adult and children's sizes, they can be easily dyed for costuming. Order from CynthiaKingDance.com. Cruelty-free ballet slippers. Call 718-437-0101. 718-437-0101 or CynthiaKingDance.com.
It's every vegan's dream. A chain of vegan restaurants worldwide with incredibly delicious organic international cuisine. You'll love Loving Hut. Visit lovinghut.us. First opened in Northern California, then across Asia, now in Southern California in Alhambra, 621 Main Street, and in San Diego at 1905 El Cajon Boulevard. Love animals? Don't eat them. Eat at Loving Hut. Visit lovinghut.us.
You don't want meat? It's time to try Stuff I Eat, an urban fine dining experience. Vegan, organic, eco-friendly. Stuff I Eat, 114 North Market Street near Manchester and Englewood. Visit StuffIEat.com. Open Tuesday through Sunday. Stuff I Eat, 310-671-0115. Stuff I Eat, world-famous tacos that had them lined up around the block every week at the Agape Center. They're a specialty at Stuff I Eat, where entrees include the organic soul food platter, enchilada pie, organic portobello burrito, quesadillas, and so much more. Smoothies, juice drinks, desserts, high-quality urban dining, not high prices, the closest vegan restaurant to LAX. Stuff I Eat, 114 North Market in Englewood. StuffIEat.com.
Dissolve the blocks to your success. Call Edie, your vegan hypnotherapist. 562-233-6714. Quit smoking your first session. Lose weight without dieting. My website, EdieCaldwell.com. That's spelled EdieCaldwell.com. Board certified. Call me now. 562-233-6714. EdieCaldwell.com.
VeganEssentials.com, your online superstore, vegan owned and operated, with over 1,200 all vegan items in stock. Call 866-88-VEGAN, 866-88-VEGAN. What's new at VeganEssentials.com? Ryan Wilson, owner, says you have to try Dandy's Vegan Marshmallows, and the new Go Max Go Vegan candy bars are definitely setting a standard. Free UPS ground shipping in the continental USA. VeganEssentials.com. 866-88-VEGAN. VeganEssentials.com. From Nutru, the company that brought you Omega Zen 3 vegan essential amino acids, comes Satori 7. Don't stress out. Try Satori 7 from California hops and poppies, known for their common effect for centuries. Don't want to reach for that bottle of alcohol or Valium? Reach for Satori 7. Naturally, order from veganessentials.com. Information at Nutru.com. Order Satori 7. Calm down. Satori 7 from veganessentials.com.
Well, I am looking forward to that great evening, the Green 960 speaker series, Mike Malloy on the bill, I'm on the bill, September 30th at Yoshi's. This is made possible by the San Francisco Vegetarian Society and its World Veg Weekend coming up October 3rd and 4th at Golden Gate Park. I will MC once again. Great speakers there, John Robbins and Howard Lyman, Dr. Milton Mills, Elliot Katz of In Defense of Animals, Colleen Patrick Goudreau, yes, Dixie May, one of the living saints, and the San Francisco Vegetarian Society putting this on. Visit sfvs.org, sfvs.org. Rory Friedman will be there. She's the author of Skinny Bitch, and Kathy Freston. So it's going to be really exciting, the Saturday night dinner. And also, check out the website. If you come early, the early bird special, you get in for free. It's going to be really exciting. It's the 10th annual World Veg Weekend Celebration at Golden Gate Park. Visit sfvs.org, sfvs.org. And please make a donation to Go Vegan Radio. Do a $100 donation. I will send you Will Tuttle's book, The World Peace Diet. I'll send you the book and the audio book, okay? So definitely donate. We need your help. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden, govegan radio.com.